Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Guest Liners Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Good Saturday morning, Florida, Mississippi, and Alabama. Glad to have you on board with us this morning as we welcome you to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios right here on the PSR Radio Network. I am Randy Bergen, joined by the stars of this show. I'm telling you, first on the T-Box, Coach Rick Cleveland. Coach, how you doing, pal?
Man, I've got so many things on my mind and got so much baseball and softball we're trying to wind up, Randy. But it is right now it's a beautiful morning right here in the Genesis Room.
That's exactly
and, it's just a beautiful, beautiful morning, and it's so good to see both of you guys and get all three of you guys this morning, especially Sean. That boy's working his nanny off, I'm just telling you.
We have got our foursome here today. There's no doubt. Second on the tee box, Coach Mark Lester. Coach,
I'm always last on the tee box.
We're putting you second today. We're putting you second, all right? Man, you're looking good.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel good. Good to see everybody this morning. And it's a beautiful day out. We got graduation this evening at Bayside, and that's always an exciting time. And a sad time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be some kids I'm going to talk about a little bit in the Grace segment today about some of those kids I started teaching when they were like in third or fourth grade.
Wow.
And now we're watching them graduate. And it's a time of mixed emotions. You know, you're proud for them and then you hate to see them go. So, but it's a great day in their lives of those kids as they start a new adventure.
Time rolls by fast.
Yeah, it does, bro.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it does.
I'm telling you. Hey, also hanging out with us, the general manager here at Eastern Shore Hyundai, Sean Esfahani Jr. is here. Sean, as always, man, it is great to be with you. Glad you're taking some time to be with us this morning.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure, and I guess that would make me fourth on the tee box.
So. Yeah, well,
if he can
last
the
only
ball,
on the tee
I'm
box.
Last, yes.
We're going to compete for that spot. Okay. Oh, but good morning. Good morning. Great to be here with everybody. It's been a long week, but I have seen a lot of the stuff going on with graduation. It's funny. You can almost get like a world view of all the different graduations right now with all the TikToks and, you know, all of the Instagrams and everything. But I was watching that today and I was thinking, man, it just seems like just yesterday where it happened for me. And now it's, you know, over half my life ago,
yep.
You know, so we're definitely seeing a lot of sad parents, a lot of parents taking off that work here. So it's time definitely flies.
There's no doubt about it. Hey, we want to welcome all of our friends listening in on great radio stations in Central Alabama. It's Fox Sports Central Alabama on 98.3 FM in Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn, beautiful Lake Martin, Sylacauga, that whole Central Alabama area. Also along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida, you've got us tuned in to FM Talk 106.5. We're also on tons of social platforms such as TuneIn Radio, etc. All right, let me go ahead and set the table for you this morning on the Pops Midtown communication lines. Coming up in the next segment, the Southern Alabama director of the FCA, our good friend Dennis Hayford, he's going to tell us what's going on with the FCA, both in high school and in college. And by the way, only a couple of days away from that big FCA Spring Classic golf tournament. We'll talk to him about that. At the bottom of the hour, excited to have this guy on. Coach David Cutcliffe, former Duke head football coach and now assistant for football relations from the SEC office. We'll talk to him about what he's doing now, talk some college football with him as well as high school football with Coach Cutcliffe at the bottom of the hour. Really excited to talk to him, Coach. A great guy.
Yeah, he really is. He and I had the privilege of coaching with David Cutcliffe at Banks in Birmingham, and golly, just one of the finest guys I've ever been around in my life. I can tell you that. And coaching, I just I cherish our friendship. He is a guy that is straight up. He's probably one of the best quarterback coaches that's ever been in college football.
Yep.
I mean, of course, it helps a little bit when you have the relationship that you have with Archie Manning and his sons. And so, but David is so very well respected. And when he decided that coaching was enough, the SEC hired him right off the bat. And now he's Of course, I don't know about this week how good of a week it's been for them.
Yeah.
And we're not going to discuss that. I can promise our listeners we're not going to touch any of that today. We're going to kind of talk with David about his time as a high school coach and what a joy that was in his life.
You know, and I mean, he's touched this area down here, of course, from Birmingham, as you mentioned, but he's touched this area just not too long ago, came to Fairhope and got the Leonard kid to go to Duke at quarterback.
Yeah, he sure did, and I know he's a special guy. He's a special guy for a lot of people on the Eastern Shore. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, too.
Be a lot of fun. In the second hour, we're going to talk some football and some golf with Coach Jay Cozio. Now, he's the girls' golf coach at UMS Wright, as well as the defensive coordinator for the Bulldogs football team. And then at 9:45, the Grace segment. 3 to 5 minutes, Coach Mark will inspire you. How'd you like that? Did you like that?
I tell you what,
inspire a lot of folks.
The thing about the Grace segment is that it's when I get to do that, it's as much – it's really, for me, it's more about for me than it is anything else. I just have a chance to really sit and reflect and pray and think, and God just touches me. And when I – you know, a lot of times we think about things, we don't say things. Mm-hmm. Then when you say it, you put it out there, you go, wow, that makes sense, you know. And so usually God talks to me through that time, and it's a really good time.
That's awesome. We're looking forward to it for sure. So we got a fun field, 2 hours of a lot of information, and there's going to be, I'm sure, a little giggle or two in here today.
One or two.
I'm just happy to have my voice back.
The truth. Yeah. You sounded horrible.
And you look pretty bad, too, there, Ranch.
Thanks. You know, Randy, I got to tell you, I had a buddy come up to me the other day, and he had always bought cars from a particular dealership in Mobile. Something happened. They changed some management or something. And he said, Coach, I was listening to y'all about a month ago, and y'all were at that fancy car place. That's what he called it, the fancy car place. And they said, well, my wife and I are going to – we decided to ride out there. They came over, and they ended up buying a car. And – I said, Coach, you're exactly right what y'all have said about they treat you like family. When we walked in, there weren't 10
vultures
running to us. We walked in, there was a desk, and they said, may we help you? We sat down at a desk, and everything took place. And
that's awesome.
I was so tickled because he's a pretty tough nut to crack, I'll tell you. And so he said, Coach, we were there about 30 minutes, and we got a brand new Toyota. So, that's my granddaughter. Should I tell her?
I'm on the air.
Hey, Tay, we're on the air, darling. So I will call you after a while. Okay. I love you.
That's the best right
bye
there.
Bye,
that right there.
That's
you can't beat that.
As
I'm telling you.
Love you. But that was exciting for me. Yeah. That was really exciting.
That's a tough line to toe, is that balance between, you know, being overbearing when people walk in, and also letting them know we're here to help, but being respectful. So that's always a challenge. But I think for the most part, that the team over there, they do a good job of that.
Yeah.
So I'm real proud of those guys. We're actually going to be consolidating a lot of the team over here this weekend, just because we've got so many people out with vacations and graduations. So, you know, we're going to have one Mohican over there holding it down for the most part today. Yeah, you know, directing some traffic, but, you know, expect it to be pretty busy over here today.
That funny thing he said, Coach, my wife did want to go look at the legacy cars. And he said, if we do win that lottery, then I go to Pensacola. My wife has made me promise we're going to.
Wow. Well, that's
pretty
good
cool
stuff.
I like that.
That's good stuff. Coach, we got a lot going on. There's no doubt about it. Of course, we'll talk at some point about Nick and Jimbo. I know we will have to talk about that. But as you mentioned, you got baseball. We've got the results of some of those state championships. Yep. You got softball results as well.
Yeah, we got all the softball state championships determined except two. 1A and 2A are on the burner today. They'll play. And then 7A baseball, Central of Phoenix City and Hewitt Trustful are going to play the second game today. Mark, you and Randy both, I happened to catch a little bit of it on the National Federation Network last night. Hewitt Trustful's got a really good pitcher named Riley Quick.
What a great name.
Yeah, he's going, and of course he's going to Alabama. And
of course,
I sent a text to one of my buddies up there and said, is there any way we can flip this guy real quick? So they went into the bottom of the seventh inning, and he retired 18 straight batters.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player.
He's pretty good.
Not too bad. Not too bad. All right, look, let's take our first time out. When we come back, we're going to speak with Dennis Hayford, the director of Southern Alabama FCA. Great guy. You won't want to miss that segment coming up right after this. You've got to tune in to the Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network.
Back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it.
Happens every Saturday. Gotta let that one run for just a minute. Yep.
It's like a dream come true.
A little Steely Dan right there. Welcome back to the Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleland and Coach Mark Glasters. We're broadcasting live today from the Genesis Room at the Eastern Shore Hyundai dealership in Daphne, Alabama. Glad to have you on board with us. Time to go to our Pops Communication line and welcome in a very dear friend of ours. He is now, Mark, you're one of the inspirations to a lot of us. This guy's a pretty good motivational speaker as well.
There's no doubt. Changed people's lives the way he talks and speaks, but not only that, but the way he lives his life.
That's exactly right. We're talking about Dennis Hayford. Dennis, how you doing, my man?
Wow, thanks for the kind words, guys. I'm good, Coach Lassiter, Coach Cleveland, Coach Bergen. Good to be with you guys.
Glad you're with us, pal.
I wasn't going to say anything, Mark. You said so many nice things about Dennis, and I was going to say the same thing, except when he wears that striped shirt.
I knew it. I knew he was going to say
that. You know, the very worst comes out in me when I see a guy with a striped shirt. And I pray about that every night, believe it or not. But Dennis is one of the kinder ones, I will tell you.
Coach Cleveland, you have been nothing but a gentleman on the sideline. A passionate gentleman.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Of course, Dennis, an official as well. And always fun to see you running up and down the courts. So I've seen you do that quite a bit, for sure. Hey, Dennis, I want to get into the FCA and what you've got going on. Obviously, you're just a couple of days away from the big FCA golf tournament, the Spring Classic. Let's talk. I mean, this thing's just about full, right?
Yeah. We're so grateful. We normally have it at Steelwood. They're undergoing renovations. So this year, Rock Creek has been wonderful to host us. And, you know, we're full in the morning, but we've got a couple spots left in our 130 shotgun. So I hope some guys will make room for us on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Yeah. 24. Well, my name may be in that hat.
You got your foursome?
No, I have to find one.
Great.
No. Mark, you're playing. No. You're going to be on the team.
Rick, I'm on your team, baby. I'll go last off the tee box.
I don't know about that.
You'll go last off the tee box and first on the putting green.
I'm playing to win. I don't know about that, Mark.
Oh, my goodness.
If I play, you could certainly play.
No, I'm just messing with you.
Good.
Because he didn't want to hurt your feelings.
He did not. He was trying to be sweet, but he couldn't.
I'm telling you. Hey, Dennis, all right, so you've got a couple of slots left for the 130 portion of this split shotgun. Now, if the folks that do want to go ahead and fill that up, what do they need to do?
They can text me, my cell number, 251-510-7024. Or you can go online to our website, southalabamafca.org. Again, my cell number is 510-7024, and the web address is southalabamafca.org.
Yeah, that's here. You go, 251-510-7024. Now, obviously, the players do a great job for you on this tournament, but you got some sponsors that really do a great job for you as well.
Yeah, Randy, you know, we have a fun tournament, good food, a lot of cool prizes, and really that's just a testament to the generous businessmen and women who, you know, lay a foundation for us and support us, like Spring Hill Toyota, Tal Vickers, and John Thompson, Thompson Wealth Management, and then Morgan Ashurst, Ashurst Niemeyer Realty, Jamie Clark, Deep South Crane, Randy Collins, Eddie's Wholesale, Infirmary Health, Dwayne Hayes, Sweat Tire, Drew Wilkerson, Trinova. So we got some great sponsors that allow us to do some fun things.
Well, there's no question about it. It's always, always a fun tournament. And I can remember, and I know we talk about it every time we talk, Dennis, is I can remember the first one. We're sitting there scratching our heads saying, man, can we get 10 teams? Can we just get 10
right.
teams? And, man, you have just done an outstanding job with this. It fills up every year. So congratulations again. Mark, did you have – you were going to say something? Oh, okay. All right. I want to talk real quick about the FCA and what the FCA does, not only for high schools but also for colleges. Tell us what you do in and around the area.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. We're able to bring Jesus Christ and the Bible, God's Word, into public schools. There's legislation on the books that allows us to do that in the right way so as not to, break the law or infringe on anybody else's rights, but we have rights ourselves as well. And so when we do it in non-instructional hours and it's not compulsory, we find that there are thousands of students in Southern Alabama who want to hear about Jesus. They want to learn God's Word. And so we're able to go in and set up Bible studies at these schools. We just started one. We've never had one at Thomasville Middle School. And Mariana Krager, big shout out to her. She's our volunteer up there, and she started one at Thomasville Middle School. So our vision is to lead every coach and athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church. And we do that through volunteers at each of our schools, and they're the real heroes of the ministry. We do that during the school year, and then in the summer, we partner with coaches, and we do basketball events, football events, anywhere where there's a ball, we're going to bring a Bible and some Gatorades and have a good FCA time.
You know, Dennis, one of the things that sometimes people don't understand is how to start an FCA program at their school, or how to build it, or what do coaches do, or what would a school do if they want to find out, where would they go to find out more about FCA and how it can affect their lives at their school and what they can do to build their program?
Great question, Mark. Yeah, again, you can text me, or you can go to our website. But the cool part is, Coach Lassiter's, we're expanding. We've hired, in the last year, we've hired two new full-time staff members. One, who, Justin Patterson, who oversees Mobile County. His contact information is on our website. And we hired a guy in Bruton, Russell Clausell, who's overseeing Conecuh, Escambia, and Monroe counties for us. And we're just on the verge of hiring another guy up in Grove Hill who will... his name is Brandon Love. He will oversee Clark and Choctaw for us. So it's no longer, just one guy overseeing eight counties. It was that way for a while. Now God's been good, and we've had some generous sponsors, and we've got a good team set up to service the area.
Well, there's no question about that. Dennis, our time is almost up. Visiting with Dennis Hayford of the Southern Alabama FCA. Listen, by the way, guys, I would encourage you, go to the website, southalabamafca.org, southalabamafca.org. There's a list of events. You got fundraiser banquets. You got coaches timeout, this golf classic. You've got the Senior Bowl rally, the sporting clay shoot, a walkathon. You got a lot of things that you do in event-wise with the FCA, and certainly looking forward to Tuesday, May the 24th. Guys, there's only just a couple of these avails left for that tournament. If you want to jump in, you need to go on to southalabamafca.org, or you can call Dennis at 251-510-7024. Dennis, before I let you get out of here, did I miss anything? Did I read it exactly the way you wrote it?
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Okay.
You know, Randy, I want to say this about Dennis. You know, in 40-plus years of high school coaching, I've been around a lot of guys with FCA, spent a lot of time with a lot of people that have been to a lot of FCA camps. This guy, and Dennis, I want you to know how much you are appreciated, because you are a giver, a constant giver. And I want you to know that God has blessed so many people through your words, your actions, but through your walk, and it's been a blessing to many of us.
Wow. Thank you, Coach Cleveland, for the kind words.
Dennis, as always, man, great to have you on board with us, and look forward to seeing you on Tuesday. Okay, my friend?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Take care.
There you go, Dennis Hayford. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll visit with Coach David Cutcliffe. He is right here on PSR right after this.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. The Pumps Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and excited to have this fellow on the line with us. Our Pops communication line is where we will go and talk with Coach David Cutcliffe. Coach, thank you for taking time to be with us, and we're looking forward to talking with you.
Well, good morning. It's a beautiful day in Birmingham, and I hope that's true in Mobile.
Well, David, first of all, we're across the bay. We're in beautiful Daphne.
I realize where you are, but I'm gonna call the whole area. Y'all probably take offense to it. I call the whole area Mobile. Sorry about
That's kind of like people in Birmingham. My people in Sylacauga said, "What part of Birmingham are you in?" When we were at Banks, and I said, "I'm in the heart of Birmingham," because that's where the that's where our love was, but. David, I want to tell you how thankful I am, and we are, Mark and Randy. Heck, we got 85 years of coaching sitting here, and we're just thankful to have you on this morning. I know you've had a full morning and had a full week, but wanted to touch base. First of all, have you and Karen, have y'all relocated from Durham to Birmingham?
We have. I'm sitting on my front porch right now, which I'm still having a hard time getting used to having nothing to go do on a Saturday morning right now. I wake up panicked, you know. But we got a little bit of a property, so I'm doing, it's not a farm, but I'm doing farmer duties. I get up at 5, 7 days a week, and work for an hour and a half in the morning so I can stay ahead of all we have to do. And then I'm going into the office, or I'm traveling to some of our campuses other than that. But, man, weekends, yeah, I don't know. I've never had a weekend. This is strange.
Oh, me. Well, can you get Paige to help you? Will Paige come
well,
out and help you?
Well, I'm going up there today, and Paige hasn't come down and helped. And I'm going up today. We've got a Cutcliffe family reunion, which is another thing I haven't been able to participate in. So I am thrilled to see so many cousins, their children, their grandchildren. We're going to have all of our siblings, my two sisters and Paige together. There are four of us left that were six. And that's rare, so we're thrilled to have that opportunity.
Well, I know you're excited about that, because I'm telling you guys, when this guy works, it doesn't
non-stop.
Stop. It's nonstop. It just doesn't stop. Let's go back to 1976, David. You're a graduate of Banks High School, and gosh, what a tradition it was. I can remember us being there, and David showed me a locker that had all the Banks football stuff in it, and you better not touch it. And that locker room was immaculate, Mark. It was spotless. And David said that's the way it stays, and that goes back to Coach Shorty White. But just so much tradition there. But, David, you were an assistant there, and Danny Ridgway decided to go into the restaurant business and take it from there.
Yeah, makes me smile to think about Danny running Catfish Cabin. You know, and, Danny and I were in Alabama together, and Danny was, you know, the messenger. I don't know if y'all remember that. Rick, do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. And run it, run a play in, and run right off.
And Coach Bryant got the rule changed. You know, that when you went inside the numbers, you had to stay for a play because. Danny tore his knee. Danny was actually had won the starting quarterback's job and then tore his knee up on the last practice and so badly he couldn't play. But he also place kicked, great athlete, great person. I loved working with he and Dyer Carlisle before that. And when Danny shocked us with that, I didn't think I was ready. I don't know, what was I, 24 maybe? You know,
you were a young guy.
But they talked me into it. But I surrounded myself with good people like Rick Cleveland. Now, let me tell y'all something about Rick Cleveland you probably already know. Don't get in a pickup basketball game with that guy. Not only is he good, he'll knock you out to win. Okay? Face it. You know, Rick, truly, I mean this. You're probably as good, if not the best, athlete I've ever coached with. You really are. But, yeah, we had some jam-up pickup games at Old Banks High School, didn't we?
We did, too. And that big rascal that what was his name, David, played with the Packers. He was on their taxi squad or something. I can't remember.
Bradley McCormick.
And Brandon, yes, and sir.
He could take you out. Now he was the only one you stayed away from. But we didn't have 3-point lines, I don't think then. But Rick could shoot it. Now you helped my outside shot because I wasn't going to go inside with you anymore. So I got better. I became the mad bomber at that point in time. But those are great memories. And Rick, you know, you've been in coaching for the right reasons, and Randy, I know you too. That's what we've got to keep striving to make sure occurs, that people get in this profession knowing that you're held accountable for the growth of those young people that you coach, men, women, boys, girls, whatever you want to call them. You know, we've got a huge responsibility. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, Rick. I felt like I could give back to our profession still. When Greg Sankey called me, I got interested in this. So let's hope that works out that way, that I can make some small contribution.
You know, David, as I think about those years at Banks, or my short time there, because you had told me, Rick, I don't think Banks is going to be here much longer. There's things going to happen. And David ended up taking a job at Tennessee with Philip Fulmer. David had a great relationship with Philip Fulmer. And Philip had the foresight to know that David was a heck of a football coach. But the time I was there, you remember all the names of the players. All the players that we've coached, I still remember Jody. I still remember Jay. John,
sure.
Steve,
I
all
stay
of those,
in
those
touch
guys.
With Jay a good bit. Yeah. I've seen Jody Rogers, and it's a wonderful profession when you've got guys reaching out to you, sometimes 40, even close to 50 years later.
Yeah.
That's why you coach.
And I hope you can stay with us after this segment for just a few minutes, because I want to talk about the things that you did at Banks, because David would literally have to go fishing at some point in time. He loved to fish at that time. I mean, and he'd just say, guys, I got to go fishing. I just got to have an hour or two in that little old boat he had. And he could buy a yacht now. But I can tell you right now,
I don't know about that, but I can catch a bass sitting on my front porch right now, I promise.
Oh, boy. Yeah. But we practiced. We had more people at practice sometimes than we had at some other high school football games I've coached in. I mean, it was such a neat place. And David, I want you to talk just a little bit about the tradition at Banks. People don't understand when I try to talk to them about the tradition that you guys had at Banks High School.
Sure. Well, Coach White had a standard of practice. He had a standard. You mentioned it in the locker room. Even out on the practice field, everything had a place. And I know that sounds a little anal, if you will, but it became a pride thing. And there were so many people that came through Banks High School that went on to great college careers. He produced a lot of coaches. At his funeral, it was interesting. I was a pallbearer, and I was the only pallbearer that didn't end up an All-American. And I looked around at those guys. And so I would just call it standards. And you mentioned football practice. But if I do one thing well as a coach, it was getting it done on the grass. I know I see some really impressive PowerPoints, and I can hear people do some real clinicking and talk. But it doesn't happen until you get it on the grass and you get it done. And, you know, I think Coach White, Coach Bryant had that similarity. It was that you were given an hour and a half. You better get more out of that hour and a half than anybody else in coaching. And that's what decides what kind of football or basketball coach or whatever coach you are. And I believe that to my heart. And so at Banks, it was not just win, it was class. It was when you got off the bus was cleaner than it was. Then when you got on it, every player was responsible for that locker room. I didn't let a custodian go up there. And I think that resonates with young people. I did it. I really went back wholeheartedly at Duke with it. With locker room, and I knew those were exceptional young people, and they're all accountable, you know, and that's what I don't want to see lost in athletics. Is it's not all about me, it's about team, and the bank tradition, you know, whether it was Jeff Rutledge and Tony Nathan playing each other at Legion Field in front of 42,000, which was an amazing event. You know, Banks Woodlawn even made a movie out of it. I think they probably were a little unfair to Coach White, but it made the story better. But it's a part in it's in your blood, and people need to have something like that that they believe in. It was hard for me to leave Banks. I, you know, when Coach Majors called me, finally offered me the job, I was single. You know, I'd loaded everything I owned in my car. But I'll never forget driving to Knoxville and had tears in my eyes.
David,
I know we're through we're on the segment. I got you.
Yeah. Can you stay on for just a few more minutes? A couple things I want to share with you.
Yeah, I've got a few more minutes on the back end, then we've got to head up to Honeyotta to my brother. So.
All right. We'll get you for just about 5 minutes, and then we'll get you out of here, okay? Just sit tight for a couple minutes. Catch a bass.
All right, Visiting Coach David Cutcliffe. We'll continue this conversation right after this on PSR.
The Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster. And we're visiting with Coach David Cutcliffe, former Duke head football coach. And Coach, I got to ask you real quick or make a comment. You had mentioned that Rick on the basketball court would knock you out of the way. Well, let me just tell you, he'll also do that on the golf course. So that has happened to me a couple of times.
Does he talk in your backswing? That's what I want to know, huh?
Oh, me. David, we were talking here. We just got you for a couple more minutes. But I told these guys, I said, this guy drew up a formation called short back, and I've used it for the rest of my life. You drew that up, David.
I know. And
tell
I
us about
it
that.
At Ole Miss, we played Lou Holtz in South Carolina, and we broke it out in that game. Our kids were kind of chuckling about it when I put it in. I think we ran for almost 300 yards in that game. And let me, do y'all want to hear a cute story?
Yes.
Real quick. Okay, Lou Holtz story. Now, I have such great respect for Coach Holtz, but head-to-head, I'm undefeated against him as head coaches, okay?
I love that.
I had put the golf sticks up a long time ago, but Peyton called me last spring. He said, I'm not letting you say no. And I said, well, tell me what it is first. He said, no, you just have to say you're not going to say no. Well, he wanted me to come to Augusta to play with him. There was two guys wanted to play with us. He said, I need you to come. And I said, well, I'm not going to say no. That's one of the bucket list things, you know. So down there playing, I'd hit a drive. I'm getting ready to play my second shot, and I hear a golf cart coming. You know, we had caddies. I mean, I wasn't expecting to hear a golf cart. I turn around looking, it's Coach Holt. And so we're getting ready to go up the hill to the green. And it's, I can't remember the number of the hole, but it's really steep. He said, come on, get in. And I'll give you a ride up the hill. And so we get about halfway up this big hill. He looks at me and says, get out. What? I said, get out. He said, I never beat you head-to-head, but I'm going to beat you up this hill. Bye. So, he doesn't forget.
That's great
stuff. That's a real ball coach right there, you know. So that's my golf story of the last 15, 17 years. 17 years ago, I think, I put them up.
Well, Let me tell you this. I can promise you if you're ever in Fairhope, Daphne, ever, I'll take whatever day it is off, I'll take you to the best bass fishing pond that there is, or I'll take you to the finest golf course in Alabama and just spend the day with you.
I tell you, well, God has blessed the area you guys live in with just, it's beautiful, beautiful, amazing.
Yeah, it is.
We used to stay out the whole month of May recruiting back when I was younger in coaching, you know, they count the number of evaluations now. Well, we left home and stayed out, and I always made sure that I found a way into the panhandle and all the way up through the Mobile area. We'd stay out on weekends and play golf then. You guys,
that's right.
Golf course. Wow.
Well, David, I'm so excited to have a chance to have you on with our listeners, and excited for you and Karen. And I'm, you know, I can remember, if I'm not mistaken, one Karen's, was her brother a basketball coach?
Yep. Eddie is a scout for the Brooklyn Nets now. And okay. He coached a long time at Texas as an assistant coach. He was there with Bob Weltlich and Tom Penders. And, pro basketball was being in that scouting thing kind of worked out good for him, and he loves what he does. He's a hoops guy.
Yeah, well, and Bob Weltlich is down here with us now. They're here with us.
Really?
So they're Coach Weltlich's here, and but I know you've got a big weekend planned, and I'm thankful that you got a little bit of time to spend with your siblings, and y'all have a fun time, a great time. We want to stay in touch. I know you got tough weeks coming up as all the stuff that you got to deal with your job. And I'm just so excited for you and happy for you and Karen that y'all are home. And we want to stay in touch with you.
And we're doing a lot of preparation for the meetings in Destin. And I hope it's the most productive time in the history. I went there as a head coach, obviously, for 6 years. But
yep.
I'm really looking forward to the challenges that are going to be there this year. So you guys take the best of care.
Take care, David.
Take care,
thanks,
Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Great to have you on.
Bye-bye.
That's fun. It'd be great to have him back. There's no doubt.
He's just such a special guy, and he was young. I mean, he was like 20, 24, 25 years old when he took the job at Banks. And let me tell you something. That was a pressure cooker, to say the least, because – what Shorty White did there, and you folks in Sylacauga know Shorty White. Shorty White was a coach at Sylacauga for a while. He had a half-brother that played for him there. You know his name? Jimmy Seidel. Jimmy Seidel.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Jimmy Seidel was Coach White's half-brother, and he coached at Sylacauga High School. Then he goes to Banks as a head coach, and, boy, what a great run they had there, Mark. And it was really something special.
Well, they did. They did a great job there. I mean, I had moved in to Alabama right during that time. We had been out of the state, and when I went to work at Hewitt Trussville Junior High School in 82 as my first job, that's all I heard about was banks and Woodlawn and the schools around there and, you know, the coaches that had been there prior to me being there. And you know, I remember Chipper Stewart was the head coach at Hewitt Trussville at the time, and he was telling me, he said, man, you can't believe the ball games that were played and the pressure those coaches were under to win there at those schools.
I can remember, David, one time we were playing Walker County in a playoff game, and they had a little guy by the name of Lenny Patrick.
He's
a pretty doggone good player.
He's a good one.
And David got ticked off. I don't know why. I didn't know anything about football. I did. I knew a little bit. But I was a defensive coordinator. That's how few coaches we had. And, boy, I made a bad call. And Patrick goes about 80 yards and nobody touches him. And David told me, he said, you make that call one more time, I'm going to fire you. I've never made that call again the whole time. Never.
No.
You know. And he meant it. After the game was over, he said, Rick, I ain't going to fire you. I said, well, I'm relieved. And, I mean, I just loved working with him. And when he told me, he said, you know, we might all better be looking for something different because they're fixing to downgrade banks. And within 5 years, the school will be torn down. He was exactly right.
Yeah, he was.
They tore it down. And I want to tell you right now, I get emotional thinking about him because Lee and Clay had just been born. They were in a car wreck. And we had a basketball game that night with who did we have? We had Ennis Watley and Phillips, and our gym was going to be packed. And David walks in about 2 minutes before tip-off, and he says, Rick, I don't want you to worry about this, but Clay and Lee have been in a car wreck. He said, I'm going back to the hospital. Everything's going to be fine. You just coach this basketball game. He said, if you want me to coach it, I will. But I'll take care of them. He took care of them. And, boy,
that's good stuff.
Wow. Wow. Fun talking with him, no doubt about it. First hour has come and gone. Second hour, man, we got it loaded up for you as well. So don't touch that dial. PSR will be back in just a few moments. We're broadcasting live from the Eastern Shore Hyundai Genesis Room.
It's time for the Charleston Guest Liners Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lesseter.
And we welcome you into the second hour of the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha, and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios right here on the PSR Radio Network. I am Randy Bergen. Coach Rick Cleveland sits right there, and right across from me is Coach Mark Lasseter. That first hour went by extremely fast, and I got to be honest with you. Coach Cutcliffe is a that was a lot of fun right there. That was a lot of fun. I love the Lou Holt story.
He's a special guy. He's a special guy, and he will do a wonderful job for the commissioner and for the whole SEC. I can promise you that. Let me spin this right here. Local attorney Braxton Counts is a lobbyist in both Montgomery, Alabama, and Washington, D.C. Braxton has joined forces with former Tennessee Congressman Jimmy Duncan to assist you with governmental affair problems, and both of these gentlemen have great influence in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C. And many of you rely on either the state or the federal government for your businesses. Braxton and Jimmy can put you in front of the right people to assist you. It's all about relationships, and both Braxton and Jimmy have those connections to assist you. Give Braxton Counts a call at 251-476-9900.
Hey, Coach, do you mind if I throw a shameless plug out?
I want you to.
Okay.
Shameless. Hey, is there a song?
There is one. There is one for sure. Hey, tomorrow, be sure and join me for Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, and we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. We're going to be out at Timber Creek. I think the weather's going to be a little tough, but Rob Bradley's going to be with me. Bobby Hall's going to be there as well. We're going to be talking with Mitch McConnell from McConnell Automotive. We'll talk, as you know, guys, we'll talk golf with him. We'll talk certainly some football, as that cat has got his thumb on the pulse of Alabama football and SEC football. So we'll talk with Mitch about that, and I'll obviously talk some automobiles. And we're going to have the a good friend of ours, John Drago. He is a tournament director for the AT&T Byron Nelson that just happened last week. We'll talk about the wrap-up of that, and we'll also talk about the PGA Championship going on. So be sure and join us. We have a lot of fun. Give away some golf, and, you know, we'll take phone calls as well. So if you got a question or a comment. But anyway, that's from 11 to 12 tomorrow. Be sure and join us. Hey, first hour coming on. It was a great first hour. Coming up in this hour right here, we're going to get you caught up on a bunch of scores. Yeah. Baseball, softball, all of that's going on. Coach Jay Cozy will be up with us in the next segment. We'll talk a little girls golf with him, Mark, as he is the UMS Wright girls golf coach and defensive coordinator for the Bulldogs of UMS Wright.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry. I wanted to throw a plug in for Mitch. You know, Mitch is – all over the place with Alabama, any kind of sports at the University of Alabama. You know, he was a heck of a tennis player.
A world-class tennis player.
Yeah, big-time tennis player.
He's not too bad at golf either.
No, he's a good golfer, but I didn't know that you knew that because he was one heck of a tennis player.
Did he go to Wimbledon?
I don't know about that now. A lot of us tried to get to all those little places playing on grass all over Europe, but he no, he was a heck of a tennis player. Yeah. I love him to death. One of the nicest guys, dear friend of all of us. And I just thank the world of Mitch.
I couldn't play on grass. I had to swing up hill.
So I just, what?
Grass was too tall, so I just quit trying.
I gotta tell you this. I was going through some pictures yesterday, and a guy wanted me to try to find one. A good friend of mine from California wanted me to find one, and I went through an hour and a half of pictures, and I came across a picture of me, you, Coach Barry Gibson, and Big 89 Russ Wood in Tuscaloosa 2015 for the state championship. And I said,
that's right.
I said, this right here, if no one has seen you and I together, is proof, is proof that we see eye to eye.
We do. Y'all even look a lot alike.
Oh, my goodness.
Randy's better looking than I am.
I don't know. Well, maybe so.
Oh, my goodness. But no, we're going to have Jay up here in a little bit, so that'll be a lot of fun. Coach, let's talk a little baseball.
Yeah, let's do. What can you say about Jeff Hague and Bayshore? They've been eligible to compete 2 years in the AHSAA, and they've won two straight state baseball championships. And listen, we had a guy at Fairhope years ago named Andy Malone. And Andy, just such a nice guy. He must have three sons playing on that baseball team. One of the Malones pitched yesterday. Another one played second base. Another one played third base. I mean, they only call it Bayshore Malone University, I'm just telling you. Boy, I was so excited me so much to know that was Andy's boys playing on, and that's just, wow, that's neat. But Bayshore defeated Lindsey Lane Christian out of Athens, Alabama, yesterday, and they won the 1A. In 2A, G.W. Long, Coach Drew Miller. You know, Drew Miller is a home run. He's hit more home runs than any high school player in Alabama high school history.
Really?
He played for his daddy there, and I think Kevin Raley replaced his daddy when Drew Miller's daddy retired. I think Kevin Raley was the one that replaced him. But G.W. Long wins the 2A. They beat Decatur Heritage out of Decatur. Coach Steve Meek coached his last game. What a wonderful guy he is. You know what they do at Decatur Heritage? Win or lose after every game. And they always invite their opponent to meet, and they circle the pitcher's mound, and they have a post-game prayer. Pretty cool thing. Coach Steve Meek. That's pretty cool. Trinity is the 3A state champion. So excited for them because Jared Cook was an assistant coach to Kenny Whittle for years. And Jared got the opportunity to become the head coach when Kenny stepped down, retired. And they win a state championship in his first year. They beat Piedmont. That's a big win, boy.
Big win. Piedmont, you know, they do a really good job up there as well. And Coach Cook has done a fabulous job at just taking over and just continuing that program at Trinity. And, you know, I got to talk to Coach last year when they came down and they played us at Bayside. And I got to talk with him. And I think he was telling me, he says, you know, he says, Coach, we got eight kids on our baseball team that play football. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the big deals they do there at Trinity is they make sure those kids play other sports and get involved to help. He says a couple kids are just they're really baseball players. That's what they are. He said, but they play football because everybody felt like they – he said what he told me was they needed to help each team have as many people as they could.
Right.
And so that would – for their school, you know. And so I was really impressed with that and the way they played the game and the way they carried themselves. And it's they were kind of a young team last year, so coming through with a big state championship.
Was that – was Jared the head coach then last
no,
year?
No, no.
He was an assistant.
He was the assistant.
But you got to talk to Kenny then.
Kenny, that's who I talked to.
Boy, he's a sweet guy.
Oh, what a wonderful –
nice
he was a head coach there, what, 30 years?
Oh, nice. Ever since we graduated from Huntington.
Yeah.
He sure was. Really good guy. But beating Piedmont is
a
huge,
thing.
Huge thing. Yeah. Mobile Christian, we had, Randy, we had Tally Haynes on a couple of weeks ago. Mobile Christian wins 4A. They beat Etowah in 5A. Russellville, Coach Chris Heap. Russellville defeated Hopeville, and I thought Hopeville would win it all. They beat us over at UMS in the third round. And heck of a baseball team from Slapout, Alabama.
Slapout.
In 6A, y'all remember last year when Faith Academy appealed a runner leaving third base too soon. That runner was from Hartsell, and that was the winning run to win the state championship.
Yep. Right.
Well, he was called out. And let me tell you, I've seen that play 100 times, and the umpire made the right call, and Hartsell – I think they even bought them state championship rings last year.
I think so, too.
I do. The great baseball program. Coach William Booth in the Alabama High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame has had an illness for several years, but we think he's in remission right now. But Hartsell defeated Pelham yesterday to win the 6A state championship. That's their ninth state baseball championship. And then 7A, Hewitt – won the first game last night against Central Phoenix City. We talked about Riley Quick a little bit earlier. Riley Quick, the first 18 batters were retired. The 19th batter that came up got a – and the Jerry Young was calling it on National Federation Radio, and he was just talking about, we may see a perfect game here. First batter up hits a line drive double.
He jinxed him.
Field.
Jinxed
oh, my sure goodness. And Jerry said – I'm going to be quiet. So Hewitt won the first game 6-0, and you can see that on National Federation Network if you want to watch it. Real quick, let's give you the softball state champions. First of all, Holy Spirit is in the 1A finals. That's today at 5 o'clock. In 2A, Orange Beach, the Makos, they won it last year with a bunch of 8th graders. I guess they're 9th graders now. And they're in the finals, but their opponent is to be determined. 3A was Houston Academy, Mark, Coach Sharon Cherry. 4A was Curry, Coach Dave Lawson. 5A was Hayden, Coach Jill Dowd. 6A was Athens, Coach Travis Barnes. And 7A was Thompson. They beat Mark's old school, Hewitt Trustful. That's congratulations to Coach Kevin Todd.
All right, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll visit with Coach Jay Cozio from UMS right here on PSR.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, as we are broadcasting live from the Eastern Shore Hyundai dealership. We're in the Genesis room. This is the man cave away from the man cave. All right, yes. This is where you want to be. How many TVs we got
five
in here?
TVs. 30.
Oh, is it five? Okay, it looked like
five.
30.
Mark Jordan Kennedy. I love it.
Hey, let's go to our Pops communication lines and welcome in Coach Jay Cozio. Coach, first let me say congratulations. I believe this is the first state championship for the girls of UMS Wright golf team. So congratulations on that, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate you having me on, and hopefully you got the PGA on this morning. But, no, we're extremely excited and very, very proud of our team of three. You know, in girls golf, you're able to play four players, but we just have three, and they've been with me all since their seventh grade year. You know, our oldest player is Torrey Waters, who's an 11th grader. Noel Freeman is a 10th grader. Francis Brown's a freshman. And we take those three wherever we go, and they play their heart out. And we're super, super proud of all three of them. And they were able to bring back, yeah, you're right, the first state championship in girls golf at UMS Wright.
So I guess now, Jay, with competitive balance, you'll move up to 7A.
Yes, sir, that's correct. You know,
gosh,
we've already addressed that. You know, we started the 6A deal for the girls because 4A and 5A was combined for girls golf. So they had some success 2016, 2017, and that pushed us into 6A. We started 6A in 2019. And we were state runners-up in 2019. We felt like we had a really good chance to win it in 2020 with these three players and a girl named Lauren Gilchrist who signed with Middle Tennessee State. But we didn't get to play in 2020. And then 2021, I called them the young guns. These three girls last year were 10th, 9th, and 8th graders, and we were state runners-up. So we got it done this year, and the state's going to push us into 7A, next spring.
You know, that's kind of ironic, Mark, and I don't know if irony is the way to say it, but in our sports, in golf and tennis, both teams have to move, even if one team has not been as successful as the other. In Jay's case, the boys have been state champions. I don't know how many they've had, Jay. They got almost as many as Pat Galley. 27.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so – but Jay and them just kept moving up. Boy, I tell you, you got three really great girls too, Jay. And I know Torrey Waters has really worked on her game. And
absolutely.
Boy, I'm telling you. And Noel, she's just an athlete. And but Frances Brown, she's something special, pal.
Yeah, she really is. You know, Torrey's being the oldest. You know, I'm just really proud of Torrey for how her game's progressed. I mean, you know, the second day at state, you know, we had a two-shot lead starting the second day, and Torrey shoots 33 at the turn, so her ball's 3 under par. Frances shoots 34 at the turn, so her ball's 2 under par. So we turn at 5 under, and those two balls finished at 5 under. And when you got two balls in the clubhouse at 5 under par, that gives you, I mean, it gives you a little bit of
gives you a good chance.
And, you know, Noel played great. Noel finished extremely well both days. There was some trouble lurking on that golf course around water and lakes, this, that, and other. But Noel played like the last five holes, one under par, and we needed every one of those shots to win by five. But getting back to your point, Frances is a talent. She works extremely hard at her game. She plays a lot in the summertime. Torrey does as well. They're playing SJGTs and Alabama Junior events. Noel set her clubs down and she's at volleyball tryouts this week, and she'll play AAU basketball. And she'll play varsity volleyball for the school and varsity basketball for the school. And then we get Noel about 6 weeks out of the year, she's pretty dangerous when she's on.
You know, Jay, one thing that I've noticed about those girls, I've got to see them play two or three times this year.
Yes,
and when I got to see, and it just, first of all, they're very good golfers, very good athletes, but they're delightful kids. And they
really
are just
are.
A blessing to be around. You know, they really are. And it's just, every time you see them, it's a smile, hey, coach, you know, and they don't know me from Adam's house cat. You know, I'm just the guy who walks up, they go, hey, coach, how you doing? You know, just all, and then the people they play with, you know,
yes,
they go play with different people, and each one of them, when they come out, it's a blessing to those other kids. They're just good kids, and they enjoy playing the game. They compete, but
yes,
it's not about trying to make anybody, they want to uplift everybody in their group.
Well, absolutely, Mark, and I appreciate you saying that. They come from great homes, very supportive families, very supportive parents. You know, when we go on the road, their moms and dads are there every step of the way. I don't care if we're at Birmingham or if we're at the Bayside Invitational at Rock Creek. Their parents are going to be there. They're brought up right. They're well-mannered. They work hard. They're high achievers. You know, and that's one of the things that I've learned about all of them. They want to be successful. They're going to do whatever it takes to be successful, And then, like you said, just, you know, the sportsmanship. There's so many great people in the game of golf. I mean, there's no reason not to be, you know, yeah, you want to beat somebody and be competitive, but you can also, you know, take your hat off and shake somebody's hand if you don't win. Yeah. And those are characters, just like your school, Mark, at Bayside. Same thing that we talk about at UMS, right? You know, the core values of our school are all that stuff. And so they learn at a young age, you know, how to be great young women in this case. So we're very proud of them. And I'm really looking forward to what the future holds.
We're visiting with Coach Jay Cozio, the varsity girls coach, golf coach at UMS Wright. And Jay, you know, I think one of the things listening to you right there is talking about these developmental tours like the Jimmy Green Tour. Jay Stubbs does a great job running
Absolutely.
That, getting your junior involved in that. The AJGT, SJGT, those are tours that that help not just the girls but the guys too develop their skills in golf, and it will allow them to play high school golf. And some of these folks are going to go, and especially some of these girls, great opportunities to get scholarships to college.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's not that, you know, we ask them to specialize, but if you want to, you know, if you want to be good and you want to get recognized, then, you know, that's kind of what it takes. These, like you said, what Jay Stubbs is doing with the younger programs and Jimmy Green Tour and SJGTs, I mean, it gives you an opportunity to play pretty much year-round if you choose to. And then, you know, if you advance your game, you can play in some of these more higher scale tournaments, and those are the ones the colleges are looking at also to find young talent. And you know, they're signing them, you know, class of 2025 is already, you know, being offered. And I encourage our girls to do it. Two of them do, one of them doesn't, but that's fine. I wish more girls in UMS golf program would get involved, because I think that's a big reason for our boys' success is, you know, there's young guys out there all the way down to sixth, seventh grade. Guys, Coach Cleveland knows over there in the middle school, and they probably play golf 4 or 5 days a week. You know, and they're going to be a special talent here in the future.
I've got a bunch of young ones at play, Jay. Jay, one of our passions here at PSR is the Blaine Shackelford Memorial Tournament that you guys had, I think, last week, and. Just wanted to get a final rundown on that and tell us how that went, because that's special to all of us.
Well, thank you for asking, and we appreciate PSR's sponsorship and all your support. It was a great day. It was beautiful weather. I think we ended up with maybe 11 teams in the morning and 14 in the afternoon. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was for a great cause. My wife is extremely happy with the results. We had great sponsorships. We had, you know, just good, you know, good prizes and donations to a cause that, you know, we'll be able to continue with scholarships next year to seniors at Baldwin County High School. Elizabeth was able to give away 6 $1,000 scholarships this past year at their award ceremony.
That's awesome.
Not too long ago. And, you know, it's just a good day to honor Blaine and keep his name alive. And these young people will live their carry Blaine's legacy through them. So that's what it's all about.
That's right, buddy.
Jay, thanks for taking time to be with us. Congratulations again.
Thanks
and look forward to having you back on real soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, guys. Enjoy your week.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Jay Cozio right there. All right, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, hey, let's get into some topics. Maybe Nick and Jimbo, that might be up first when we come back right here on the Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Just going to let that roll for just a moment.
Please do.
Yeah, let me just let that roll.
Do you realize that we cut that off for cut? We've never done that before.
Well, he is pretty special.
Yeah, he is pretty special.
So, hey, we welcome you back to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster, glad to have you with us this morning. I'll tell you, it has been going by extremely fast. By the way, if you get a little hungry later on, another shameless plug there, Mark. Why don't you come see us at Boomstein Kitchen?
There you go.
Come
over to the fort, all right, and let Boom do a little cooking for you. Got to tell you, had my next door neighbor, he and his wife and little baby came over yesterday. Said we're gonna give you a try, gonna give Boom a shot here. So they ordered up some crunchy chicken. Rick, you'll love this. He came over and says, I got to tell you, that is the best chicken I've ever put in my mouth right there.
No doubt.
He said, it is fabulous. So we encourage you. She does a great job over at Boom's Thai Kitchen right there at the fort, right across from the Bass Pro Shop if you happen to be in the Spanish Fort area.
There you go.
All right, Coach, before we get into Nick and Jimbo, let's talk about somebody else here real quick. Let's talk about Ed Rigby.
Yeah, Ed Rigby just has been the head football coach at Eufaula. But before that, number 89 knows him well, I'm sure.
Sure.
He was at Elba High School from, I think, 2013 to 2017. They won a state championship at Elba. He's also a runner-up at Elba. If this is right, and I wrote this down, I think he was 53-12 in those 4 years at Elba. He went to Eufaula, and he's been at Eufaula now for 3 years. And when Keith Lankford, the new superintendent there at Pike Road, was looking for a football coach, Ed Rigby's name popped up. And now Ed's the head football coach at Pike Road. Of course, we know Patrick Browning left Pike Road and went to Greenville. And so got two new coaches there, one in Greenville and then Ed Rigby there at Pike Road. Ed will do a great job. He's the old ball coach, but he does it his way, and he does it the right way, and I guarantee you that program will continue to flourish, and really excited for Ed. I know that Russ and everybody in Elba is excited for him as well, because he sure did a great job there, and those people loved him at Elba, and so we're excited for Ed, really are.
I'll tell you what, that Pike Road area, boy, you're talking about growing up, man. It is just right out just east of Montgomery. Yeah. Boy, just blowing up for sure.
Yeah.
Our buddy steps back in here, the general manager here at East Shore Hyundai, Sean Esfahani Jr., back with us. Sean, I know you've been out there working, brother.
Yes, sir.
So that's good.
Yeah, we're getting busy. The Hangout Fest is going on today. So
that's
everyone
right.
Lot of our guys are like, man, the beach, no one's going to come in. And then yesterday was just like
slammed.
Yeah. And so this morning I was like, hey guys, how's that Hangout Fest treating you? And so they're rocking and rolling and
good.
Got deals working everywhere. So that's good to see.
Sean, before we get into some topics here, let me just ask you, when someone comes over here to the Eastern Shore Hyundai, to Eastern Shore Luxury, to Eastern Shore Toyota, what can they expect?
A customer-centric dealership. I mean, that's always been a mainstay. And my father's philosophy is really putting the customer first. And I know everybody says that, but I know, obviously growing up with my dad and seeing, he's always been crazy about the customers, because ultimately there's a lot of options out there. So if you treat people well, they will do business with you. They will send you business, and you really kind of you develop a relationship which is mutually beneficial and grows over the years, as you know, we have with y'all and a lot of our community members, and just all the people that have done business, and you're really seeing that pay dividends over time. But
you know, I think that, and I'm going to use this kind of a weird analogy here, and I hope you're okay with me doing this, but. It seems customer service is so important, and people are now recognizing that it has gone away from a lot of different businesses. And this morning, you got Chick-fil-A. Why do you go to Chick-fil-A? That is not the cheapest chicken biscuit in the world, all right? But you go because of the customer service, right?
Yeah, the training at Chick-fil-A, we actually talk about this in our meetings.
Yeah.
I believe before you can even work on the floor or serve a biscuit, you have to actually go to Chick-fil-A school.
Right.
Essentially, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's something you look at places like Chick-fil-A, and I use Publix as another example.
Sure.
Just awesome customer service from top to bottom. It's almost like a Ritz-Carlton when you go there. Everyone says hi. They greet you from the 6-foot rule. But these are all – principles and, you know, philosophies that successful businesses practice. And we definitely try to emulate that and, you know, use some of our own. And it starts with from the top down. I mean, we hire people that aren't necessarily car guys or have been in the car business. We look for those characteristics. And, you know, we really press on giving a great experience. And, you know, one of the things that's been kind of funny, when COVID happened, the world got turned upside down, and you're thinking, man, what's going to happen to the car business? Because people aren't coming in anymore, and that's all the worst fears, you know, kind of come to realization. And ironically enough, more people came in than ever before to buy cars. Business, as you can see, if you look at the markets and kind of the earnings, what has happened. And then you see, you know, now people are coming in buying more than ever, and customer service almost tails off because you're drinking from a fire hose.
Sure.
Some of the things we've recognized, and we've really kind of started doubling down again on customer service training, because at the end of the day, a high tide raises all boats. But when that tide goes down, you know, you're left to the fundamentals. And so we're trying not to get lost from that. And that's always something that we really focus on and practice here.
I love that high tide raises all boats. That's a great saying. I bet y'all say that a lot.
We'd use it a good bit. Try to stay humble with what's going on, because everyone's doing well right now, or has been doing well. And when we recognize that, but we don't want to rest on our laurels or what has been, because it can all change in an instant. And, you know, so it's important that we remember what got us here.
You know, it's really odd for me to be sitting here and hearing the son say the exact same things his daddy said.
Yep.
What year? 2013? What year was it? Well,
opened up this store 2008, I think, is when it was built and up and going.
But over there, what was the first year? Was it 06? Was it?
The building started around 06, 07. Yeah. And knowing my dad, they were probably selling out of a double wide while they were building it.
I remember sitting down with him, and that is exactly the direction he was talking about, whatever year it was. And this is, we've got a campus now.
It's a neat place to come. If you're looking for a vehicle, you got to come over and give them a shot. There's no doubt about it.
I need to tell you, if you have any kind of little problem when you're in Mobile, you had a little fender bender or anything like that, take your car to our buddies over at Premier Collision. Our buddy Chris Garris at 1177 Sledge Drive. They'll take great care of you. I was over by to see Chris earlier this week, and I'm telling you right now, they got to find a bigger place, because they are just covered up with automobiles that have been in some really bad accidents and some just little fender benders. Give Chris a call at 251-478-4500, and I promise you, they will take care of you.
Rick, let's talk real quick. We got about 2 minutes left in this segment here, but obviously the Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher deal has everybody's got feelings about that, and you know, this probably started back about, as we were talking about 2006, when Jimbo looked like he was going to get that head coaching position at UAB, and he didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. It there's been some animosity going on, obviously, between these two.
Yeah, and, you know, the sad part about this is, and I think all of us here are huge fans of Nick Saban. I mean, we all have such deep respect for him for the job he's done. I thought he really stepped out of line when he mentioned Texas A&M and Jackson State specifically. I think he, you know, and I think he's apologized for that. He's done everything he could to fix that, and I was really – really disappointed in Jimbo Fisher and the way he handled it as well. But I guess, you know, he's fighting everything he can fight to stay above water.
Yeah, so. Well, I'm not really surprised the way he responded. That's kind of his forte from the years I've been knowing a little bit about him. But I will say this. Nick Saban probably said what everybody's been thinking.
Exactly.
Now, sure.
And I agree with him. I agree with it. That thing is out of control. I just wish he hadn't singled out Jimbo and Texas A&M or Dion. There's no point in that in our profession.
Do you think there was a little frustration in that, and that might have driven
it
him?
It could have been, you know, because
have those comments.
Nick Saban, he wants to win at everything he does. He wants to win that recruiting battle every year. And so he lost to Texas A&M, and so he called out what he thought happened. And in reality, that's just not the deal. That's not what we're here for. And I think Nick really, down in his heart, knows that. I think Nick sees college football going in a direction he doesn't like. I really do. I think he sees this football, our world changing so much in how they're doing things, transfer portals and NIL and all of these things. I think he's really frustrated with all of it, doesn't think it should be a part of it, but he's trying to deal with it. But still, I just don't think you call out coaches individually in the media like that. I think personally that's wrong. And I have the utmost respect for Nick Saban. I mean, I really do. But I just didn't think that he needed to go down that route.
Well, I think something else needs to be pointed out too, Mark. He was speaking of the thing to enter one of the 50 days into the World Games over there. Jim Dunaway, highly respected talk show host, was there with Nick Oates. Now, the people that were in that crowd were also some of the largest boosters of the University of Alabama. And I don't want to paint the picture. He was talking to them too. Now he was telling them
that
we've got to keep up with these people, and we need you to stroke those checks even more.
If that's
now.
The game we're playing,
that's right.
Then y'all better start writing
gotta
a check.
Do. You got to. Right. I think he sent that message too.
No doubt about
Very
it.
Very clear.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, the Grace segment. Mark is going to take about 3 to 5 minutes and get some inspiration going for you. But don't go anywhere. More PSR right after this.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, today we were talking earlier about graduation is going on everywhere. You see them, and they had graduation at Fairhope the other night. I saw the lights on at the stadium as I drove by. And, one of my former coaches, Duffer Duffy, when I was at Fairhope, his oldest daughter graduated. And I was like, holy cow, I can't believe this girl's graduating. You know, when I was working there, she came into the field. I was just a little bitty girl running around, her and her little sister. And there's others like that, you know. But as I watch them, I saw pictures of her. Saw one this morning as I was having my coffee of Coach Hubbard at T.R. Miller with, 8, 9, 10 guys that played ball there at T.R. Miller. And a picture with him and those guys, you know, and he was talking about how proud he was of them. And all of us go through, you know. Rick, you go to graduation, you know, and at UMS, and you see these. You've been watching them now. We've been watching kids graduate for, gosh, nearly 40 years, something like that. And so as we see all these things happen, you know, and take place, and I watch these kids graduate, I'm sitting like, man, this is like one of the most unbelievable things, watch these kids graduate and move on. And I think to myself, what did we do? Tonight there's going to be some guys graduate from Bayside that I watched in elementary school PE. I had them in my PE classes, you know, when they were really young. And now they're graduating, going on to various universities and schools around the country. And I'm looking forward to seeing them. I spent Thursday night with Cole Comiotti and our golf team. We had a little bowling party out here at the Eastern Shore Lanes. And
did you bowl?
I did not bowl. I did not. I wish I had. The only person I couldn't have beaten was Cole, I think.
He's as good a bowler as he is a golfer.
Easy.
Calm down.
Easy.
Relax.
We had a great time, but I got to spend some time with Cole, you know, and he's meant a lot to my life, just getting to know him and his family, you know. And now he's going to go off to be a mechanical engineer. That's what he wants to do. He's going to Missouri Science and Technology. And I'm going to miss him, you know, as a kid. But I look back and I go, what did I do? You know, Jay Loper is graduating tonight. He's going to Alabama as a preferred walk-on to play football. There's other kids that are in that group that I've known all these years, and I think back on some things that I remember my daddy preaching about. You know, I remember him disciplining me from time, and my daddy believed in he believed in that Bible verse, spare the rod and spoil the child. He believed in that wholeheartedly. But Dad always, you know, he would make this comment, you know, train up, this is Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know, what do we do as coaches? What is our job as coaches and teachers and parents? What is our job? When I look at these kids tonight, did I fail them? Did I do as good a job as I could have done? And, of course, we're always going to fall short. But I remember a good friend of mine used to tell me, all you can do is the best you can. Mm-hmm. It's all you can do. And I look back today, and Rick, you and I have talked about this so many times. It's like beating that old dead horse to death again. But it's like, gosh, if I could go back and do it all over again, I would do so many things differently. I would try to be a better teacher and coach and mentor to the kids that had come up that I coached and had in my classrooms or what have you. I do the same thing with my own kids. You know, I wish I had done this better. I wish I had done this better. Problem is, there's no script for that. You know, there's no manual to teach us how to be a better parent. All we can do is look to people we see and say, how do they do things? How do they do this? How did they do that? And we try to take all these things from various people. I've been very fortunate in my career as a coach to learn from some of the best people around. I really have. I got to learn from Chipper Stewart my very first year, just a few minutes. Jack Wood was the next coach there.
Yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer. I worked for Steve Savarese for years, and Steve taught me a lot about being a coach and a lot about what it's all about. And one thing he kept hammering home is it's all about those kids. It's all about those kids. Terry Curtis, got to work for him for a little bit. Phil Lazenby, same thing. All about these kids. So tonight, when I get to go to graduation and see these kids and know that they've done everything they're supposed to do and they're about to move into a brand new adventure, have we trained them up in the way that we should go?
You know, Mark, years ago, I was sitting in that studio at another station, and Kenny Stabler was sitting almost diagonal. And Ben had come in, and he was working his fanny off at Blunt. And Ben Harris, Randy, I don't know if y'all know Ben Harris, but Ben Harris, big, tall guy, played quarterback at Alabama State. He's sitting there, and he's telling a story about a kid. And somebody had told him that verse in Proverbs. And I said, well, Ben, all you can do is what you – no, that ain't right. That ain't right. I believe in every word of the Bible, but I can do more. And he told a story about picking up a kid every Sunday and taking him to his church. And then he took his whole team.
Yep.
And I looked over there at Kenny Stabler and big old tears running down his eyes. And I couldn't say anything because Kenny didn't want anybody to know he was in there because I don't know what was going on in Kenny's life at the time. Big old tears running down Kenny's eyes. And Ben was telling that story about picking that child up. Years later, Ben told me, he said, you know, Coach Rick, that boy's preaching the gospel. So it's not always all we can do. He gives us all we can handle. And sometimes that's more than mm-hmm. all we can do.
Right.
And so that's a great analogy of what you use there with that verse and that scripture. And it's something that we all need to live by
right.
every day, every minute of every day. And let me tell you something. Don't sell yourself short, kiddo. You've been a part. God's allowed you to change a lot of lives. One of them, when you're laying on your back and those little old bitty third and fourth graders came up. Don't you ever forget that.
They're my seventh grade golf team right now.
Yeah,
you have done an awesome job. And there are a lot of those guys and girls that will not forget you, I can promise you. Just like Coach Cutcliffe earlier in the show.
Yes.
Boy, wasn't right. something.
Man, that was great to have him on. Great to have Jay Cozio on and Dennis Hayford with the FCA. And, Sean, always good to come in here and visit with you. We love this place. Like Mark said, if you would, We just live here.
That's fine.
We don't have to leave, do we?
Oh, I love having we love having y'all here, and thoroughly enjoy the grace segment. It's been really nice over the past couple of months, getting to have that on my Saturday. So appreciate all you guys.
We'll have to tell the genesis of the grace segment one day. And
yeah.
Of course, we're not always so blessed to have the beauty join the beast, are we?
No.
Guys, remember this: no matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you. God bless you. Thank you so much, pal.
All right, buddy.